The ongoing war on our boys. Let's talk about this a little bit today. Men and boys are under attack in our culture. More specifically, masculinity is under attack. Our culture shames men for being strong, for wanting to climb things and wanting to conquer things, wanting to compete, wanting to defend, and wanting to lead. How's this happening? Well, let's start by doing this. Let's take a look at the secular education system. First of all, it's created predominantly by women, and is frankly, it's designed for girls. Today's modern education system frustrates boys. It discourages, even penalizes masculine expressions. This guy named Michael Thompson, he's a psychologist. He paints the picture this way when he says that boys are treated as defective girls. Wow. What's he mean by this? What he means is that boys are expected to act like girls, and when they don't, these boys are deemed defective. And if our boys can't figure out how to calm down, how to sit through a whole day of classes, how to fit in and stop being defective girls, then these normal boys will be what? They'll be given drugs to take away their masculine edge so that they'll fit in. Speaking of schools, think about this. What's happened to dodgeball and to tug of war, kickball and hide and seek? Look, when I was in grade school, I needed recess, man. I needed PE. I needed to burn off some energy if I was going to be able to sit through more classroom teaching. But in today's culture, these modern classrooms, we expect boys to stay put, to stay quiet, to stay sweet all day long. And if they can't, instead of letting them burn off their energy in a productive and even fun and competitive way, we diagnose them as having some sort of disorder, like ADHD, and we drug them up. Come on now, that's wrong. It's cruel. I'd even use the word evil. It's just wrong. And it's destroying boys. And if our boys are getting destroyed, then so is the future of our country. We need boys to be boys and to turn into men. Check out this quote from G. Michael Hopth, is this person's name. And he says, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. All the more, we need our boys to be raised to be strong men, not raised to be defective girls. A school system that's feeling-centered, that's sedentary, that rewards compliance, and a school system that's competitive-free is not turning boys into men. All right, so what does the Bible have to say about all of this? Well, right up front in Genesis, we're clearly told that God created girls and he created boys. So it says here that God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. That's boys and girls. He created them. That's Genesis 1:27. And then in Genesis 5:2, we're told that he created them male and female, boy and girl. And he blessed them. Then echoing Genesis 1:27, echoing Genesis 2:24, Jesus himself said, from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Mark chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. So in other words, the Bible consistently demonstrates and reminds us that boys are different from girls. We're both created in the image of God. We both find our worth in the Lord. But we are identified by God as different, as distinct, male and female, boy and girl, one to be a husband and one to be a wife. And this is built into us by God, even genetically. We have science now. We can look at this. We know this. It's fact. Genetically, except for these things called enucleated or cells without a nucleus, except for the enucleated blood cells, every human body cell is either male XY chromosomes or is female XX chromosomes. So down to the cellular level, God created us different and unique. Yet our culture is trying to treat boys and girls as though they're wired the same. So how should we be raising our boys? Isaiah 1:17 says that we should be teaching them to learn to do good, to seek justice, to correct oppression, to bring justice to the fatherless, to plead the widow's cause. So how should we be raising our boys? We should be raising them to be defenders, to be bold, to be brave. In 1 Timothy 5:8, it says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So how should we be raising our boys? Our boys should be raised to be prepared and willing to provide for their families. Hard workers, diligent, working as unto the Lord. And finally, we should be raising and teaching our boys to be husbands that love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, Ephesians 5:25. In other words, we should be teaching our boys to be gentlemen, to be husbands, to be fathers. So let's push back on our feminized culture and let's raise our boys to be men for God's glory.